Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Studio W, the Buzz Global Radio Network, featuring music, talk, sports, comedy, and a whole lot more. Coming up, it's Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny.
How y'all doing today? This your girl, Miss Penny. Today is cold here in Virginia. I don't know what the storm left behind for the other cities and states, but it left us some cold weather today. You literally had to put on a coat. It is 50-some degrees here. It is cold. Let me know how y'all weather is, where you're at. Let me know if you still got that good sunshine where you're at. But we don't have no sun. We just got cold weather. But today we got some sizzling conversation for you. Today on Let's Talk About It. Let's talk about the lies. Why do people tell lies on other people? What do you gain by telling lies? What are you trying to accomplish when you tell a lie on someone? Is it to make you look good or to make you feel good? But I know everybody that's listening have had somebody to tell a lie on you. And I can't understand that. But you know, back in our days, we called it fibbing. But I just can't grasp what's the deal on people telling or spreading rumors or telling lies on other people. And it is getting to the fact to, you even have family members that would tell a lie on another family member. Are you getting paid to tell these lies? Or are you just telling them just to tell them, or for somebody to just listen to you? But you do have people that just tell stories just to tell them. And sometimes if you listen to the stories, you could tell they're not true. And everybody, I'm not saying that everybody does it, but we all not told that thing that you call that little white lie. But when you use your little white lie, something to get you out of trouble or with your parents or with your friends or even with your relationship. But to me, honesty is the best policy. If it didn't happen, then why say it? If that person didn't do it, why say they did? I'm just trying to figure out what will make people tell lies on other people. And even I've heard of people would tell lies that they dated somebody or they slept with somebody just to make themselves look good. But you don't know what that lie or what that rumor can do to that other person. How people will look at that other person or how people would treat that other person behind something that you told that was not true. And one thing about a lie, you tell it, you gotta remember it. Cause usually you can't remember a lie, but you can remember the truth. And that's what makes it so not understanding why do people do this. Because when you do it, you gotta remember exactly what you said, how it happened, or what you did, or what that other person did. Because people intend to forget it. They forget what they say. But when you tell the truth, it makes a whole lot of difference. And I was always told that the truth will set you free. And you remember when you was little, some of y'all will remember when you was little, your mom and dad may ask you, who broke the glass? Or who broke the plant? Or who broke the doll? And everybody would look and point at the other person and say they did it. But they always told you, tell the truth. If you tell the truth, you may not get a whooping. But of course, we all know sometimes you did get a spanking or a whooping behind it. But you did feel better after you told the truth. And y'all know I always have a story. I remember my sister them used to tell me that I was dumb. Because if I did something, I told my mom. And yes, I used to get whoopings behind it, but they used to say I was dumb because you know you're going to get a whooping, so why tell her? Because I didn't want anybody else telling her the truth of what I had done. So I would tell on myself. And even though she spanked me or whooped me back then, they call it whooping, y'all. We didn't call no time out no spanking, so I'm going to stop saying spanking when I'm referring to the old days because they didn't do spankings. And when she would whoop me, I felt better, even though I was in a little pain, but I felt better because I did tell the truth. So if you tell the truth and stop making up rumors or lies on other people, you'll feel better. And there's everybody out there that cannot say that somebody has not told a lie on you. And how I would like to know, how did that make you feel when you knew the whole time that it was not true? And you remember, I don't know if boys do it, young men and young boys do it today, but back in the days, boys would say, young men, young boys would even say that they slept with a girl to make themselves look good to the guys. And sometimes it ran that girl's reputation, even though she didn't do it. So what make people feel like it's okay to spread rumors about people? I don't know what will give people the idea that it's okay. It's not okay. And you don't know what you're doing to that next person. And if that person is a good person, you could damage their reputation. You really can. And I don't know what make people do it. Because rumors can really destroy a person's reputation. And they hadn't done anything near what the rumor is about. I'm just the type of person, I don't believe what people tell me about another person. I learned that person for myself. Now, if they do something to me, it's different. Or if I see something different about them, then that's me changing my mind about and the way I think and feel about that person. So when people come to you to say something about somebody or to tell you something, ask them the question, what did you say? Because that person weren't having no conversation by themselves. They was not sitting there talking to themselves. Even if they just said, no. They said something. So be mindful of what people come and tell you about somebody. Because a lot can trigger down like domino effect. It can go on and on and on until it just damages that person. Now, it's gotten a little better because people put things on social media that they see and they hear. So they can kind of verify what happened. People nowadays record you while you talking to them. So you don't want to be caught up in a drama of somebody catching you telling lies on them. Especially when you can ruin somebody's reputation, especially when you do it to these young females and you say things about them or you lie. It has gotten so bad to kids literally lies on their parents. Let me explain when I say that. How many of y'all ever known a child to say, go to school and say something their parents did that they didn't do? Then all of a sudden the parent is locked up because they didn't even do that to the child because they wouldn't give the child something that they wanted. That child wanted some candy or they wanted to spend the night with their friends. And that little lie, the CPS got involved, the police got involved, everybody got involved over that little white lie. And I wouldn't call that a little one. So you have to be mindful. Tell the truth. If it happened, it happened. If it didn't, it didn't. People intend to make things up. And sometimes, believe it or not, they begin to believe their lies. That's how deep they're into telling lies. They begin to tell them. And they begin to believe it. And they tell it over and over again to different people. I've heard different stories, lies about when people went downrange. And I just listened to stuff. And I'd be like, really? Really? I was on the same fob. You know? But be mindful of the lies that you tell on people because it can affect people. And it can make a difference in their life. You may think it's okay. You may think it's funny. You may think that it's cool. You may think that it's all right, but it's not. But I want to know, what do you get out of it? And some of them can make up some good stories. I'm not telling you. I'm telling y'all, some people can tell a lie just like you watch a movie. They will tell you piece by piece. They make it even tell you what the person had on. That's how deep they be into it. That's how serious they be about that little lie. They will tell you step by step, word for word, what they said, what happened, when it happened, what time, what they was wearing, how they was moving, how they was running, what was this and what was that. They be deep into it. Cause that's their mindset. They are into telling rumors and lies on people. It's like a job. It's hard work to be a liar. Cause you gotta remember all this stuff. And I wonder, do they go to sleep at night and wake up and say, Or before they go to bed, they think about, who am I going to tell a lie on today? Who am I going to tear up their life today? What is a good one tomorrow for me to tell? Now, I talked about, what's the name today? I got to tell you something on somebody else tomorrow. And y'all know I always have a story. When I was younger, me and a friend of mine, we sought a girl up. And how we sought her up? We said something to her we already had planned what we was going to say about each other. And we told her in different times. And she went and told my friend, allowing me a different story. And came back and told me a different story on her. Cause we knew she was the one that was always telling stories. So we wanted to set her up and tell her, we're your friends. You don't have to do this between us. And she never did it again. So you have to be mindful when you go around and spread rumor and lies on people. Don't make it a job. It's not a 9-to-5 job. And if you have friends or people out there that's doing this to you, then maybe you should take a step back and look at them in a different way. Maybe you should think about what you want them to know about you, what you want them to hear about you, what do you want them to see? Because they will make this a 9-to-5 job of telling your business and tell it in a different way. Because people don't believe that when you tell things in a different way to somebody, that's a lie. That's not how it happened. That's not what I said. So you have to be mindful of the people that you put around you. Because if they tell a lie on somebody else, what make you think they won't tell a lie on you? That's your mindset. Or is you the person that likes to receive them? Ha ha. Now think about that. Are you the person that likes to know what this person tell about other people? Are you that person? Are you that person likes to receive the information? Even though deep in your heart, you know that it's not true. But you still want to hear it and know it about somebody else. But it's different when the shoe is on the other foot, when the lies being told about you or the rumors are being told about you. So you need to be mindful of who you put in your circle or who you let around you. And I'm not only talking about people around you, people that don't even be around you could tell a lie on you. And I'm a living witness. People have spread so many rumors and so many lies on me that I just be like, okay. Especially when I was younger. And people don't really even know me like that. People say some things down there and say, oh, you was here. No, I wasn't. I was way in Europe somewhere. I wasn't even in the United States when it happened. But people would put rumors out there on you. And they'll say you did something or said something when you didn't. Seriously. You have to be mindful of people that are around you and what people are saying about you. And nobody likes for people to tell lies on them. Nobody want anybody putting rumors out there on them. This your girl, Miss Penny. We talking some sizzling conversation today about lies and rumors and how they get started and who's behind them and why do you receive them. That's what we are talking about today. That's what we do on Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. We talk real conversation, what's going on, how to handle things, what we're receiving, what we're dishing out. That's what we do on Let's Talk About It. We're asking all our listeners that we let you know that we are around the globe. Please share your station with your family and friends. You can share from your Apple Store, download Studio.W, or your Android Play Store, Studio.W. Also available on Alexa. And please do not forget to go to our website, StudioWBuzz.com, and subscribe. Please leave a comment and let us know how you're liking this station, how you're liking the shows, and you also can catch Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny on YouTube, my YouTube channel. Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok. Let us know how you're liking us and how you want, what you want to hear some more conversation about. This your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it. Now let's go back to the lies and the rumors. When someone, now rumor is way bigger than a lie. Cause a rumor can spread like wildfire, like a fire just take off on top of gasoline. And a rumor can really damage somebody's reputation. And people think that it's okay to spread rumors and lies about people. And people really believe it. Once that rumor is out there and it's planted, you know how you plant that seed in your garden for that rose bush to grow, or that watermelon to grow, or those collard greens to grow. You know, once that seed is planted and it catch root, once that seed catch root, it's done. It is growing. And that's how rumor and a lie goes. It's growing and it's growing. And you could cut that rose bush down. You could pick that watermelon, you could pick them collard greens, but they will grow again. So you don't stop it from growing because you cut it off. You cut that room off at the kneecap or that lie. You could stop it right there. But I guarantee you, once you walk away, it's going to keep going. It's going to keep growing and going. It don't just stop. It's like a domino effect. It's gone. And even if you prove the rumor or the lie to be that what it is, and you prove, show them the truth, it's planted in somebody's head. They are gonna stick with it. No matter what you say, they're going to stick with it. It's going to stay in their head that that is true. And they're going to believe that it's true. No matter what you do, it's like a domino effect. Because once one person get it and they carry it, it's gone. And I remember when I was in the military, that's the worst thing you could do. Define somebody's character. You could say, do whatever you want to do. That was a complaint that you could file. Defamation of character. You could file a complaint on someone. But you can't do that in the real world. Because all it takes is that domino effect to happen. And that lie and that rumor is not ran somebody's reputation, and it's not true. And it, when I was younger, a big rumor always was who somebody baby daddy was. That, do y'all know that's a rumor that carries until somebody is an adult? And sometimes it carries to that person dies. Now that's a rumor that spreads. That root hold on and keep growing and growing every time it rains. It just grows and grows and grows for years because people believe that rumor. It takes one person to say it, and it's not true. It don't have to be true. That is a rumor that will spread. It spreads fast. And people really, they be really believing it. And no matter if you probably can do a DNA test and people still gonna say, that's what's going, they said that was your daddy. I'm telling you, rumors can really, ruin somebody's life. So be mindful of yourself. Don't spread rumors. Be mindful of yourself not spreading them. You can't control other people. You can't control their mouth. You can't control the things that come out their mouth. And you remember the saying, oh, thinning and proving. You can't thin and prove it with them. Because they going to keep it going. Because for one, they don't want people to think they're a liar. They don't want people to think bad of them. That's the deal. So they'll go down fighting saying it's true. No matter what you do. So don't even try to thin and prove with them. Don't even try to front them, because they still going to say, I saw what I saw. I stick by what I'm saying. I know what I know. They still going to stick by what they're saying. So you're wasting your breath. But I just feel sorry for the people that they do this to. And you're not the only one. Don't ever think Miss Penny has not had lies and rumors told on her. I have. But as I've gotten older, I don't worry about them. Say what you want to say. I know what's true. As long as I know it. That's all that matters. Me and the good man up above. As long as we know, that's all that matters. I'm not going to ask you about it. I don't even want to discuss it with you. So that's how you have to take it with a grain of salt and move on. Because you can't control what somebody else say or do. Because people are going to say and do whatever they want to say and do. Just brush it off your shoulder and keep going. And then another thing you could do, when somebody come and tell you, let me tell you what somebody, what so-and-so said about you. Don't listen. Put your earplugs, stop up your ears. I don't want to hear. Stop them at the door. Stop them at the front door and say, no, I don't want to hear it. Because soon as they open their mouth, guess what? It's a lie. It's probably a lie. So you got to be the one. You can control what you accept and receive. So as long as you can control it, you don't worry about what the others are doing. But stop. Stop spreading lies and rumors on people. But I just can't, somebody please tell me what makes people do this. What makes people tell lies on people? Do you do it for attention getter? Or that's what it is, you do it for attention. Because once you start talking, all ears and all eyes on you. So it could be for attention getter. You don't know why they do it. And I try to understand it. This is something I've been thinking about. And people have said something to me about it, you know, that people spread rumors and lies. What? How do you handle that, Miss Penny? And I tell them, I don't worry about it. And people have told me some of the things that they are going through with rumors and lies that people are telling. But I just don't, I don't worry about stuff like that. And it is a big domino effect that people do this. But, you know, I never try to tell anybody to be religious. But I'm going to just say this. They talked about Jesus Christ. Are you better than him? That's the way I look at it too. Am I better than him? No. They talked about him. Told lies too. But you can overcome anything. And I know a lot of people get down when people are spreading rumors, especially our young men and women. They spread rumors or talk bad about them and picks at them. They get down because they don't know how to handle it. They go into dark spaces. They hide. So you have to talk to them and let them know that they'll use their inner strength. Don't let it get you down. People going to talk about you. They going to lie on you. And I remember this gospel song used to be, I've been lied on, cheated, cheated. You know, it used to be a gospel song about that. So people going to tell lies on you, no matter what you do. But the thing that hurts is, because you can't control it. You really can't. And it's like, how do you deal with this? I know sometimes it be like, you really be want to just let people know the truth. You want to let people, and the biggest rumor and the biggest lie that ever been told on me was when I was in the military. When I was in the military, a soldier told a big lie on me. And it was like, that's when I hadn't grown in my life. That's when I was like, in a whole different space in my life. And he told this lie to my leaders. And in my heart, I felt like they was going to believe him. Until I talked to my leader. And when I say my leader, they're a senior rank of me. If you don't know what military, they're senior ranks. They rank over me. So when I talked to one of them, he was like, well, they call us by our last name. And he was like, Smith, I didn't even pay that in attention. I know you better than that. And sometimes, believe it or not, you think people believe some of this stuff, but they don't. Because people know you. If they're your friends and they're your family, they should know you. They know you better than that. How many people out here in the world that's locked up in jail behind a lie? And they didn't do it. So those things can carry weight. So if you're out there telling lies on people, rumors, think about what you're doing to that person. Would you want somebody doing it to you? No. No, you wouldn't. Honesty is the best policy. If you didn't see something, say, I didn't see anything. You don't know something? I don't know anything. You have to be watchful of that. Because a rumor and a lie can get people in a lot of trouble. They really can. And a lot of people don't want to accept their mistakes or their wrongness. They don't want it. They're not going to apologize. And the bad thing about it is when you have kids that lie on you Have y'all ever had that before? That is true. And then when the state come in and take you away and put you in a foster home, or even your adult kids, what do you get out of that? Tell the truth. Honesty is the best. Is the best policy. That's one thing. That's how I'm gonna tell y'all a story. And y'all know I always got a story. Do you know that's how I got in the Army? That's how I really joined the Army. Because I was not a liar. I tell the truth. I always tell the truth. And the recruiter, I was used to own my own beauty shop, and I was doing the recruiter little girl hair, and he asked me, Miss Penny, why you never went in the military? I was like, oh, I would have went in, you know, told him my whole story. Then I was telling him about how if the military could pay off my student loans, I'd go in tomorrow. I'd go in the Army today, tomorrow, if they could pay off my student loan. He said, you promised that if the military could pay off your student loans, you'll go in. I said, yes. I'm all happy, yes, because I'm knowing it's not true. I got in my mind that it's not true. Excuse me. He left, went outside, came back in. He said, now, Miss Penny, you say you never tell a lie. I said, no, I don't lie. He said, you said that if the military could pay off your student loans, you would go in the military. I said, yes, I did. And if they could, I will go in today or tomorrow. He slammed the paper on my station. And there was in black and white. And guess what? 23 years later, I was in the military because of honesty. Because Miss Penny don't lie. I don't lie. And I'm not going to lie on anybody. And I'm not going to spread rumors about people. If I don't know it, I'm not going to tell you I knew it. If I do, I'm honest. I'll tell you. I'm going to be honest with you. What I know, what I see, I'm going to be honest. And it makes me feel good to know that I don't tell lies. It makes me feel good that I don't spread rumors about people, because I know how I feel for people to spread rumors about me. I know how I felt and how I would still feel today, but I have outgrown that. I'm above that. You know how you say something is beneath you? Rumors and lies are beneath me. Because people are going to spread them on you no matter what. And you have to know, even when other parents come to tell you something on your kids, be mindful of what they're saying. Because you don't know if they're telling the truth or not. It's three sides to a story. Their side, your side, and the truth. So you gotta be mindful. And if you, sometimes you see things, it's not really none of your business to spread it. It really is not. It really is not. And that's the thing that really gets me about some of the shows that's on TV, and I'm not calling any name, the things, how they go talk about each other behind their back, lies, some of the lies they go tell, they never tell the truth, they never tell the whole truth. That's the thing that I'm trying to get to. If you're gonna tell something, tell the whole truth. Tell the beginning, the middle, and the end. Tell the whole truth. Don't tell a half of a story. Don't tell part of the story. Tell the whole truth. And that's what I always tell people about me. If you're going to say something about me or tell something about me, tell the whole truth. And if it's true, I did it, I said it, I'm going to say I did. If you see something, tell the whole truth if you gotta tell it. Don't add nothing to it. Don't take nothing away from it. And I remember when I was in school, elementary school, my principal used to always tell us, if you went to the principal office for fighting and he found out if it was something that somebody said or somebody told you and you got in a fight about it, he used to always have this saying that he said, you give a dog a bone to carry to another dog and that dog dropped that bone in the dirt. That's not the same bone that you gave to that dog, because that dog now added some dirt to it, to that bone. And when I was a young in elementary school, I couldn't understand what he meant by that. I couldn't grasp it. I was like, what is he talking about? I don't have a dog. I ain't gave no dog no bone. What is he talking about? But then as I got older, I realized what he was talking about. That's how lies get. That's how rumors get started. That's how they get started. They add something to that bone or they take something from that bone. And by the time it reaches the other person, it's a total lie. It never happened, never was like that or anything. It's a total lie. It is totally a lie. Hi, I can't see who said. Someone said hi. It's truly a great feeling. Keep up the good work. Thanks. I'm telling you, don't let people lies destroy you. Don't let people rumors destroy you. But if you out there doing these things, stop. Stop and think about the other person. But I know there are some people out there that has had lies and rumors spread about them. Let us know, how did you handle it? What did you do? And I'm not talking about, I know some of y'all probably handled it with beating the person up, but we're not trying to go there. We're trying to keep peace. But let us know, how did you handle it? How are you handling it today when someone tell a lie on you or someone spread a rumor? How do you handle it? What do you do? Because this may help somebody else. And that's what we do on Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. Because these conversations may not help you, but it can help somebody else. So that's why I share it with your family and friends and invite them to join us so they can get into these conversations. And they can hear these conversations. Because somebody out there right now getting a lie or a rumor spread it on them. And they don't know how to take it or what to do. This is an everyday thing. This is everyday life. This is not something that all of a sudden, oh, this just started yesterday. No, this is something that goes on in people's life every day. That this somebody is telling a lie or somebody spreading a rumor on them. Somebody is going through this right now. So let the members and the listener know, how did you handle it? What did you do? Me, what I do now is totally different than how I did back in the days. Back in the days, it was a whole different Miss Penny. Now, this is a different Miss Penny. I've grown. Lies and rumors are beneath me. You can say whatever you want to. I'm above that. Are you above it? Somebody say, I go to the source now, but when I was young, I would say nothing. True. And that's what some people can do that. Some people have it in them. They know how to talk to people to find out, did they say it? But even though you went to the source, did the lie and the rumor stop? Or did they deny that they said it? How did that go after you went to them? That's what we need. We want to know what happened. Let us know what happened after you went and confronted that person and talked to that person. Because sometimes you can go talk to them and they still ain't going to tell you the truth. Then and again, you may have some that apologize. And we'll say, I don't know what made me tell that lie. I really don't. You do have some out there that will apologize because they value your friendship. They value your relationship with you as a family member. So everybody has their own way of dealing with it. How do you deal with it? Because a rumor can spread faster than a lie. You can believe that. A rumor will spread. Okay, they said they told me exactly the truth. Was it a friend or a family? And sometimes, you know, that will happen. I'm not saying it won't happen now. Some people will go ahead on and tell you the truth, and then sometimes they'll go ahead on and tell you, you know, I apologize. And if we got any males, listeners, or members, let us know. Have a guy ever came and told you a lie on your girl? And vice versa. Have a girl ever came and told you a lie on your guy and come to find out it wasn't true? And what did you do? Because sometimes lies will break up relationships. It really will. Because that person, this may be their homeboy. He ain't gonna lie to me. This my dude. This my girl right here. We ride or die. They're not gonna lie. They said it was a family member. Yes, that's understandable. Yes. So that's what I say. Family will do it. But at least she or he went and talked to the family and the family member told the truth. So be mindful of who coming to tell you these things. What are they accomplishing by telling you a lie? What are they accomplishing by spreading a rumor? Because some of them take it as a 9-to-5 job. And they get happiness out of it. Some people likes to see people not having a good relationship. Because they may not have one. Misery love company. So be mindful of the people that you listen to that come and bring you things like this. But now sometimes you can stop a lie. You could stop a lie quicker than you can a rumor. You can stop a lie a little faster than you do a rumor. A rumor spreads. It spreads. And you could be, that rumor started when you was said when you was 20 years old. 40 years old, somebody will ask you about that rumor. They still will ask you about that rumor. And they last for a long time. Not saying that a lie don't last, but a rumor really lasts. Somebody say, share the live. I thought it was on. I thought it was being shared. I'm sorry. It's shared. I'm sorry. But I'm just letting you know, be mindful of the people that you let in your circle. You let and listen to. Don't listen to everything people say. And stop receiving people When people come to you and tell you these lies and rumors, listen to what they're saying, because you could, some, most of the time, you could tell that it's a lie. It's a rumor. You could tell it. You really can. Like I say, this your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny. Invite your family and friends to join us. You can download this on Apple, the radio station, Studio W. All you have to do is put studio.w, or if you got Android, put Studio W. And you also could go on the website, studiowbuzz.com. That's Buzz, B-U-Z-Z. Or Let's Talk About It, Miss Penny. You can watch us also on the YouTube channel. You can watch us on Facebook, Snapchat. And if you go on their website, studiowbuzz.com, put a comment in. Let us know how you like the show. These conversations may not help you, but it may help a family or friend. And if you do go on the website, you can click on the archive. And if you didn't get to watch the show, you can go on the archive, click on it, and watch the show again. Or let your family and friend watch it. Share these videos with your family and friends, because we have some good conversation. If you want to come on the show, send me a message. And I know we have some entrepreneurs out here that's in on the membership, that and watching the show, listening to the radio station, Studio W. Let us know, and we'll bring you on the show, and you can talk about what you'd like to talk about and what you're doing in your life. That's what we are here for, to have some good, sizzling conversation. I just want people to understand how devastating a lie and a rumor can be. How it can ruin somebody's life. It can ruin their reputation. Only because you chose to tell that lie on them or to spread that rumor about them. And don't let nobody tell you that Miss Penny has never had a rumor or a lie told on her. But I've outgrown that type of things. I am above it. So say what you want to say. It's the way I carry myself. Because you're not going to stop me from doing the things that I love to do because you choose to lie on me. So you have to be mindful. And when people tell a lie on you, don't listen. Brush it off and keep going. Because you can't control that person's mouth. If they put a rumor out there, you know it's not true, don't worry about it. Because you can't stop it. It's like a domino effect. And be mindful of the people that come and tell you. Don't receive everything you hear. Stop it at the door. And don't you go repeat it. That's how it also get going. Don't repeat everything you hear, because it may not be the truth. Because I know, been there, got that t-shirt. And I don't receive everything people tell me, because I will stop you at the door. I don't want to hear it, because I'm not bad-mouthing anybody. What you got going on in your life, that's your life. This your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny. I enjoy talking to y'all, having these conversations. Like I say, invite your family and friends to join us. You can join the membership on Facebook. You can go on Studio W on the app. Download the app in Apple. You could download it in Android. You can even do it in Alexa. Or you could go on the website, studiowbuzz.com. and watch the shows, all you gotta do is go to archive. This your girl, Miss Penny. If nobody today told you they love you, remember Miss Penny love everybody. And stop the rumors and the lies and stop receiving them.
Yes, Miss Penny, I enjoy your shows. I enjoy all of your broadcasts, and I have a few text messages saying how much they enjoyed it as well. And these are good, honest conversations, you know, that you have, and things that people really need to hear. I'm going to just take a couple of seconds here to share something with you. That's right. Lies. They are, you know, I tell you what, and I want people to think about this. One of the major disasters or things that caused the most catastrophes and just destruction in the world is a lie. People die behind lies. War has been started behind lies. I mean, we're not only talking about your personal lives and things of that nature. And I just want to say this with the catastrophes is what I wanted to say. I did a show on this one. We did a four-part segment on your very subject. You didn't even know about that. I didn't know you back then. Last year, and it was a four-part series on the devastating effects of a lie.
Yes.
Yes. And one other thing, and you asked the question earlier, you made a statement, how you can remember the truth, but it's hard to remember a lie. And I thought about that thing, and I said, you know what? If it's the truth, if you've been there and you've done that, you have a reference point. If it's a lie, you don't have anything to remember. It wasn't there in the first place. So, I mean, that's just my interpretation, but I thoroughly enjoyed your show. And
yeah, because I want everybody to know that this is not a thing that happened yesterday.
Yes.
People been messing up people's lives for many years with these lies and rumors. And do you know that 30 years from now, I may be dead and gone, but somebody will bring up a rumor or a lie that somebody said about me that wasn't true.
Mm.
They last forever.
They do. They do.
Yes.
And that's because, you know, these person that feels the need to tell a lie, they are really lacking something in their lives. And you're right. When you tell the truth, you feel good, don't you?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So anyway, Miss Penny, always enjoy your show. So, and I want your audience to hang around and check out Miss Penny. Like she said, you can find us on Alexa, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and download those apps. Okay. Studio.w from Apple and Studio W on Android. And you can go, this show will be posted. I talked to Kaven, and this will be up tomorrow night. This show will be, and just go to archives under studiowbuzz.com. There's a drop down arrow under on air. It says archives, and you just check out Miss Penny. Yep. Miss Penny, you be back Wednesday?
Yes.
5 p.m., ladies and gentlemen.
5 p.m. All right.
Looking forward to 5 p.m. on the East Coast at 2 p.m. on the West. Hey, guys, girls, tonight you don't want to miss Miss Penny. Oh, you don't want to miss Monday Night Madness. Tonight.
Oh, I'll be there.
I know you will. You're always there. I'm flying solo tonight. It's just going to be a really nice set tonight. I'm going to mix up some smooth jazz, some R&B. I might throw in a little Southern soul, go-go. Look, I'm going to be all over the place, but it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Okay.
So, ladies and gentlemen, like Ms. Penny said, it is kind of nippy over here on the East Coast. So grab a cup of hot chocolate or a cup of coffee, whatever it is. Kick back and just enjoy. Ms. Penny, always enjoy it. You enjoy your evening. Great job, and we'll see you Wednesday.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.